And 6:06, it is overcast, 16 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 45. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. On State Capitol Watch, a state Senate committee okays a plan to revamp Oklahoma's state pension program. Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley says it would give new state workers a 401k-type program.
Future employees aren't looking for jobs where they can stay 25 or 30 years. They need a pension, a retirement system that is portable, they can take with them if they choose to leave here, that, and it also does not allow politicians and bureaucrats to get their hands on it and potentially be detrimental to it.
The plan for current state workers would not change. It moves next to the full Senate for consideration. Bixby, Sepulpa, and Broken Arrow join Tulsa Public Schools in canceling classes next month so that students and teachers can participate in a rally at the state capitol.
Teachers, parents, and students will ask for more funding, which is down $800 per pupil from 2008. Stephen Crawford with the Cooperative Council for Oklahoma School Administrators says no instruction days will be lost.
Snow takes away from an instruction day, and it's made up. It's no different.
Crawford also says public assets won't be used for the rally, including for transportation.
We are not advising schools to utilize any direct appropriations of any kind to support the rally.
Jenks, Claremore, Owosso, and Collinsville schools may soon cancel classes on March 31st as well. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Voters in Union and Jinx approved bond issues yesterday in the elections. Suzanne Schreiber won a seat to the Tulsa School Board. However, there will be a runoff in April between incumbent Bobby Gray and challenger Shauna Keller in the District 4 seat. City crews are wasting no time in finding vehicles with past due parking tickets. City spokesman Bob Bledsoe says, as promised, a crackdown has started after a multi-week amnesty program came to an end.
We have security personnel out roaming the streets looking for vehicles whose tags are on that list of vehicles to be towed. You know, any vehicle that has more than one outstanding parking ticket can be impounded and towed until the fines are paid.
Over a half dozen cars have already been found. They have a long way to go to clear a backlog of nearly 19,000 past due parking tickets. We have a list of those vehicles on our website for you at publicradiotulsa.org. Tulsa firefighters battle a major blaze at the Petroleum Equipment Institute in South Tulsa. The institute is a petroleum trade association. The fire was overnight. The building was located near 71st and South Sheridan. The Oklahoma State Historic Preservation Office wants your comments on a draft preservation plan. Tomorrow's Legacy, Oklahoma's State Preservation Plan 2015. It highlights historic resources and discusses possible threats to those resources and how best to save them. Melvina Heisch is the Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer.
Tulsa is really involved in historic preservation, working with our office in a number of ways. So we're really interested in knowing what the people in your city have to say.
To submit comments, you can contact the State Historic Preservation Office in Oklahoma City. The deadline is April 15th. A man is killed overnight with a baseball bat and a skateboard in Tulsa. The suspect was later arrested riding that skateboard. It all took place in a neighborhood near 46th Street and South Memorial. Police say the men were brothers-in-law. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today, a high of 45. Clear, not so cold tonight, 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, nice with a high of 59. Friday, pleasant and 56. Right now in Tulsa, it is overcast and 16. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.